put together.
I'm going to read and call the meeting order, and the next group will be in shortly.
What do you have?
Y'all sit. You got handouts?
Everybody, it's, well, they're all in there.
Hopefully this that we just handed you will match what we're going to show up there. So if you want to scribble on this and make any notes, it's probably handy.
Ready when we're ready?
You're on.
Sure.
Great.
Thank you. I'm Ryan Cunningham, Southwest Securities. Very excited to be here. We think we put together a great team for the authority. Again, thank you for having us here. Our team will include, but it's not only going to be Mark McLiney here, who's Southwest Securities' most experienced utility banker, has over 20 years of experience in municipal business, as well as the head of municipal finance, Richard Litton. He's not just here to be a figurehead. He wants to be actively involved with the authority, make sure all the firm's resources are allocated, assisting in any possible finances that come along. He wants to be intimately involved with the day-to-day financial advice given to the district. To the authority, excuse me. I'm Ryan Cunningham. I work with Mark McLiney on basically on all the issues that he has. I would lead the day-to-day analytics and would assist in any of the matters that he would have. Be there to readily be available to the authority on any issues that they have if Mark was not available. On the next page, we'd be the three people most involved with the authority. It wouldn't be just us. For additional help that might be needed with any projects coming down the road, there's Michael Wadsworth. He has over 40 years in the business related to the sales and marketing of issues. So he's been in the business in adverse conditions, such as we're seeing now, normal conditions, as well as positive ones. So just any situation that may come down, any climb as far as marketing, selling the bonds, he would be involved in that. Now, as far as analytical work in assisting the authority, that would be primarily done by Mark McLiney and myself. But if there were any projects that came down the road that needed additional analytical support or special projects, that would be led by Aaron Fletcher. So again, I just want to reiterate, we're very excited to be here today. Richard Litton will go over Southwest Securities and more specifically public finance, where our firm is. Has been the last year or two, where we're heading with the public finance practice, and sections 3 and 4 will be covered by Mark McLiney, who will detail our experience with issuers similar to the authority and how that experience can relate and the service tailored to the needs specifically of the authority going forward. Thank you again for having us. We appreciate it.
If it's okay with you all, I'll stay seated and that way be relaxed. Hopefully, I'm seated about half the time, and the other half the time I'm running around making sure that none of our folks are misbehaving. But the fact is that what I'd like for you to do is maybe flip over just a little bit under the first item here. Go to page 5 now, right here. Let me tell you a little bit about our firm. And candidly, what you're seeing today is what you would be getting. The three of us are associated in the day-to-day activity, working with people such as yourself. The firm was founded back in '72, So while we're not quite as old and perhaps entrenched in the public finance arena as some of our competitors, we have been around for 30 plus years. We're a reasonably large size firm. We are publicly held. The truth is that our firm is traded on the now New York Stock Exchange. There's a couple hundred million dollars worth of capital. There's about 1,200 employees. And the truth is absolutely that we're regulated. Now, you might think that being regulated is not necessarily such a great idea. And there are some times when the regulators come in to see me and to see some of my associates that that's not too much fun. But obviously, in the past number of months, we've seen that regulating the securities industry is a very healthy enterprise for all of the public, not just the few that might be dealing with firm X or firm Y. We've got 34, 35 offices around the country, a couple billion dollars of assets. But again, what we're here today to do is talk to you about our financial advisory work. We're working specifically with people in Texas, if you will, built in Texas, by Texans, for Texas. If you flip over maybe to page 6, this will give you just a snapshot of where my firm is located. Obviously, you can notice our predominant presence is in the state of Texas. You know, Texas is the most prolific issuer of public debt of many of the 50 states across America. And by that, I mean that it's the subsidiaries, not necessarily the state. There are over 4,000 public bodies in the state of Texas, 1,100 school districts, a number of cities, a number of junior colleges, a number of river authorities. And we were perhaps in Rhode Island, we wouldn't necessarily have the kind of presence we are. So the fact is that most of us that are practicing this wear a hat sometimes as a financial advisor, but not all the time can we become a financial advisor. We're looking for a seat at the table that may be empty. Therefore, we do some underwriting. And how is this good for our financial advisory clients? So that they will understand what the investors are looking for. When we structure the debt for our public bodies, the idea is to issue that debt at the very lowest possible cost available. Sometimes that cost structure may be set up for long-term buyers. Other times it's for shorter-term buyers. And so the fact that we have a presence, a significant presence, in the underwriting game helps us work with our clients that are issuing that. If you flip over to page 8, and Ryan indicated this, that little chart, if my wife saw this, she would say, well, what it should say up there in those three top columns is Jeannie Lee, because I know who's really in charge, and that's Jeannie Lee. But during the day, at least, I'm responsible for the trading and underwriting operation and for the financial advisory operation. As Ryan indicated, this is an account that we would consider a resume toting type of account. It's an account that is very special to not only you folks and to all the people along the Brazos River Authority, but it is also an account that I would like to suggest to you would be a highlight for my firm. Clearly, the Brazos River Authority has had significant debt issuance for some of the smaller communities along the Brazos River, some of the very largest utilities that represent our state, and really represent electric utility in the country, whether it's the Houston Industries, kind of people, now I guess they call themselves Reliant, or TXU, and I'm not sure what they call themselves today. I just know that I send them a significant amount of money each week. But the fact that I'm here today, as you can tell, it's not necessarily the prettiest face in the room, but what I am here to say is that I would deliver and help deliver the resources of my entire organization to the Brazos River Authority, so that while Mark and Ryan might be some of the people that John and Jim would see maybe in the emails and maybe day to day, they're also going to get a chance to see me. And we didn't bring Mike Wadsworth and we didn't bring Aaron Fletcher because we thought that that might be just a little bit of an exaggeration or an overkill. Fact is, you get the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'm not sure which I am, but I'm at least here to suggest to you that the resources of our firm and all the resources of our firm would be available. If I could ask you to flip maybe to page 9, here I would just like to highlight for you where it says no, no, and not. Again, many of us read the newspapers, whether it's the local papers in your own hometowns, or whether it's on the Wall Street Journal, or whether it may be on the CBS Evening News. The fact is that no MBS means that the mortgage-backed securities industry was an area that we avoided. The auction rate securities industry, we avoided in issuing that type of debt. And not named in federal regulatory items relating to municipal derivatives, that also. And so we actually are very proud of the fact that we're a no-no and a not involved in that part of our industry. We have added to our firm there. I think that we mentioned that we've opened 4 new offices in 2008. We've hired some people, actually casualties, if you will, from some other firms that have joined us. Our operation, if you flip over to page 10, we are a reasonable portion of what Southwest Securities is all about. It's not necessarily bragging, but the fact is that the 100 or so people that are involved in the municipal arena tend to stay with us a long time, and we think that we're going to be around a long time, and we know that our firm has got some significant things that it wants to do over the coming years. On page 11, and I'll be quiet and turn it over to Mark here in just a second. Page 11 is just a snapshot of the last 2 or 3 years of some of the things that that we've done. And again, I'd like to emphasize that the financial advisory business and the municipal trading and underwriting business is all a hand-glove fit in the municipal arena. You know, when you talk to people and you suggest to them, well, you're in the securities business, the immediate thing that they seem to think of is, oh, you're involved in the stock market. And you say, no, I'm not involved in the stock market. And then they say, oh, the bond market. Oh, yeah, the U.S. Treasury market and so forth. Well, no, we're not in that. We're in an arena that is a little bit unusual and a little bit different. And over the years, it's been a little bit peculiar for everyone to really completely understand. It's a $200 billion a year industry. We're not the biggest, we're not the smallest. But if you will, if you're doing a couple hundred deals a year as a financial advisor, and you're underwriting 300 or 400 deals as an underwriter, and you're involved in $50 or $60 billion worth of debt, then somebody must figure that you know a little something. And in our case, we believe we know a little bit, and we have what we feel to be a great deal to offer the Brazos River Authority. So with that, we'll take you to section 3 and my partner in crime, Martin Klein.
Good, bad, and the ugly. I think I'll be the good on this one. Ugly is over here, bad is over here. My name is Mark McLean. I work in the San Antonio office.
within the firm considered the one that works with more utilities than any other employee. Now, you've heard a little bit of overview of Southwest Securities and our public finance. What I'm going to do is drill down a little bit past that and give you a little information about us individually and a few examples of someone I would call like clients. It gives you an idea the work that we are actually doing, what Ryan and I do every day, are working with clients just like you all. I'm going to go into a little bit of an example from time to time on that, how those clients are set up and what we've actually done with them. I think that gives you a good idea of how we would fit with the Brazos River Authority. The financing team, and Ryan and Richard both put this out, you know, we have a lot of experience. We've got me 20 plus years, and being the good part of this, you might say, how do I fit in 20 years? I'm getting gray now, but my grandfather started an investment banking firm in Kansas City. It's called George K. Baum. Started the municipal department there. My father did it, does it. My two brothers doing it. So I learned municipal finance sitting at dinner table. I don't think I had any choice of work other than that. And it's something that I didn't think I would like, but fell in love with it about the year I got out of college and kept doing it. Left my dad's firm because they just did Missouri and Kansas, and Missouri and Kansas is a little bit slow. And moved to Texas, and by golly, it just keeps growing and growing. And I just have more fun down here. Then I married a girl from San Antonio, and she told me where I was living. So I have a boss, two bosses. I have Richard and then my wife, Jennifer. Through our experience over the last many years, we've worked with issuers with all types of different types of bonds, revenue bonds, contract revenue bonds, and special pass-through bonds. All in the global sense, looking to get the lowest interest rate, but sometimes in the drill down to the customers, what's the best rate? Maybe you give up one thing on one and gain something else on the other. We've extensive experience selling bonds to the Texas Water Development Board, having public sales as well as private placements. Now, the private placement market over the last 6 months has really dried up because the people that were buying, Bank of America, JP Morgan, and some of those others have run into a little bit of fiscal problems and aren't too interested in buying bonds right now. But having the experience to go all three routes always gives us an opportunity for a place to put the bonds. We have insight from working on both sides of contract revenue bonds. We work with cities as well as utilities that actually have contract revenue bonds. In fact, we work with one of your customers, Acton Municipal Utility District. Looking at it from both sides and having experience from both sides of a contract revenue bond gives us some unique qualities that can help advise your staff and yourself on what issuers from both sides are looking at. Then, as I'm going to get into, we've had a lot of success with innovative ideas helping utilities issue debt and fund various projects. I think it's real important to have Richard Litton involved. Not only does it guarantee that you have the firm resources, it also gives us the experience if we would ever get into the market of derivatives. You as an issuer needing to issue derivatives, he has as much experience as anybody in Texas issuing those type of obligations. Something that I don't think we want to go now in this current environment, but 5 years down the road it may be a direction you'd want to go. Over the last several years, a lot of firms made a lot of money doing variable rate, auction rate stuff, and we had internally personnel that were pushing that market on Southwest Securities. And Richard Litton stood up, said, this is not the market for Southwest Securities and the vast majority of issuers within the state of Texas. And stopped that right then. The foresight to know that there could be problems down the line gave up the short-term profitability of the firm with the idea that, look, in the long run, this probably isn't the best idea for issuers within the state of Texas and within our firm. As I said, what we do is represent clients. And the best way to give you an example of the work that we could do for you is give you a few examples. The first one, it starts on page 14, San Patricio Municipal Water District. San Patricio is a real interesting entity. But it was created about 60 years ago now, with the purchase gift of a water line from Corpus Christi to Reynolds Petroleum, Reynolds Metals. That's on the north shore of Corpus Christi. They were developing that manufacturing there, and they had a water line. At the same time, several cities on the north shore of Corpus Christi, that'd be Portland, Aransas Pass, Port Aransas, Rockport, Odom, Taft, and a couple others, were running, getting brackish water. And Reynolds was willing, okay, you all can piggyback on this water line. And that's how it started. Well, most new issues like that come in and issue contract revenue bonds. My boss, who's passed away, was able to sell those bonds back 50 years ago straight as revenue bonds solely on utility system revenues. Not a contract with the city, but the cities, each city had a contract with the district that says, we'll adjust rates as it go along, and if 6 months into the year we don't have enough revenue coming, we'll raise those rates. So it was something that was really innovative at the time because it was a startup system back then that did not have contract revenue bonds. And it went on like that for about 30 or 40 years. And in 1997, they had to replace that water line to Reynolds. They replaced it, and we did a new water line that would do not treated water, but raw water. And we started a plant there. And this is when I started working with San Patricio Water District. We issued new bonds. Now, we had the old series bonds, and as you all probably are aware, when you issue new bonds, if you have old bonds, you've got to follow that ordinance. Well, that ordinance was done 50 years ago. We went in with all the entities, reworked contracts with the entities. We issued what was called new series of bonds. Now, the existing bonds were still senior lien. We closed the ability to issue anything on the same lien level as them. But we issued junior lien. When the first lien went away, these were elevated to become the first lien. But that enabled us to work with new contracts, update the resolutions, put in modern resolutions that include surety bonds and the ability to do that, and the ability, believe it or not, to do other entities. Who knows? Maybe at some point San Patricio Municipal Water District would get into cable business. Something like that could be another utility, but that's all set up that had never been done before. And so we structured it looking not just in 1997 and 1998, but out 2020, 2040, and what might come down there. We've also done, this is the few contract revenue bonds with San Patricio Water District, taking reuse water from Aransas Pass and now currently doing it with Portland, working on that project, bringing it into the industries that can take that water and use it. So the industries that are all on that north shore have different water demands. They don't need necessarily potable water. Some need partially treated. Some might need just treated a little bit for cooling purposes, and some could just take brackish water. So we've got different products at San Pat that's selling to all the industries. And each of those contracts are set up differently. All of them, except one, has been done tax exempt because we don't have that special contract revenue bond with an industry. We've got contracts, but they're on a rate schedule, and that just gives the district all sorts of flexibility. As we redid those bond resolutions, we actually redid our water supply contract with Corpus Christi. We're the largest purchaser from Corpus Christi. And I keep saying we worked with them. We're not lawyers, but we worked with them to make sure that the product that they got, the end product, would work in a financing situation. We did a new raw water treatment, or raw water line contract that's perpetuity. They never have to worry about it. They have a termed contract now 20 years out for treated water. Minimum amount of purchase, minimum requirement, but we're in the process of issuing new bonds to expand our facility so that when our non-perpetuity contract comes up, we'll have all the raw water we can from Corpus with the ability to treat everything we need for all of our customers for 50 years. So all of that was set up back in the 90s when we started redoing these contracts, looking and working with staff, bond attorneys, engineers on not today, but what's out there 30 years from now. And Sampat is perfectly well positioned to continue to help the North Shore grow. The second example I'm going to give you is Canyon Regional Water Authority. Canyon Regional is a wholesale water producer that sells to multiple municipalities, water supply corporation, and SUDs from, I'll say, southwest San Antonio to east of San Marcos. They sell potable water to municipalities. We purchase the water from GBRA. So again, seeing it from both sides of the issuer when we issue bonds. We started this in 1989. It was an absolute startup. We had customers. We did issue contract revenue bonds in this instance because it was a startup. We sold them all to the Texas Water Development Board, nearly $70 million. We finished the infrastructure. And about 4 years ago, we took almost all of those bonds and refinanced it into the open market with their first bond rating. We were able to get bond insurance, which right now there's not nobody that has AAA bond insurance except for Berkshire Hathaway. But we were able to do that and sell them out in the open market. Currently, we're working on a well field, so we have another source of water other than GBRA. And we're also working on a rate, additional rate, per thousand rate, on top of the take-or-pay contracts that's going to allow us to have a revenue stream that's not pledged to the take-or-pay contract. Now, what benefit does that give Canyon Regional Water Authority? It allows them, and this was, again, structured in the original bonded indebtedness, it allows us to have a flow of funds revenue bond in addition to the contract revenue bonds. So we've got contract revenue bonds that come in and pay solely that debt. We're going to add a revenue stream on the per thousand basis on the water they're taking that's going to hit the flow of funds and go to the general fund that flows down to bonds, reserve funds, and so on. And by structuring it that way, they're going to have the ability to issue bonds solely on that flow. Credit-wise, we'll be dependent on how much water we sell. But it's going to allow them to move off of the contract revenue bonds with Canyon Regional Water Authority to a straight revenue pledge for the system, again, 50 years down the road. We've got 40-year bonds outstanding, but we're looking at it that way. Long-term to best suit Canyon Regional Water Authority. The next example, Schertz-Seguin Local Government Corporation. This is one of the more interesting projects I've ever been involved in. And what we had City of Schertz that approached us, and we've worked with the city for again, going back to my boss, 50 years. Schertz said, Edwards Aquifer is going to cut our water usage. Mandatory cuts. We're a city that at the time was 7,000 or 8,000 people. It's now pushing 30,000 people. We find out through the grapevine that Seguin, run of the river rights, were pretty much maxed out on what they could take out of the Comal River. The two partnered up, and we used something that had never been done before, using the state transportation code to authorize a local government corporation. These two cities partnered up, issued bonds payable from a water supply contract with these two cities. Now, Schertz has Edwards Aquifer rights that have been cut in half from the time we started this project. They now use those to lease to other communities that haven't been looking out on the horizon. They've got enough water for 50 years out of this local government corporation. We did a well field, went out to Gonzales County, spread out the straws into the Cruza Wilcox field, put it, pipeline goes right by Seguin and right into Schertz. So they've got water through 50 years. We're now spreading that out because we've got customers coming to the local government corporation, other entities in and around Seguin and in and around Schertz, and say, look, we didn't think out that far. We didn't think the legislature would hit this Edwards Aquifer like they have. We didn't think that we're going to be currently in the worst drought in San Antonio since the 50s. We need more water. Schertz and Seguin own it 100%. They are charging water that is thus reducing the cost to their own retail clients. When this thing started, we said, Church, you cannot afford it. This is way too much, way too expensive. And again, through the grapevine, we found another guy that was looking for it, Seguin, and we partnered up and were able to get it done. And this, through this drought, they do go on weather restrictions, drought restrictions. They take it on, but it's not forced. They're doing it because they're trying to be and preserve that water. But they are absolutely no drought restrictions because of lack of water. It's because the water is not an infinite resource. It's a finite resource, and they've got to keep protecting it. So they're looked down the road, and they are set. Lower Colorado River Authority, this is page 17. Lower Colorado River Authority was looking for a financial advisor that wanted or that had Texas Water Development Board experience. They hired us to do a specific project. And that project was to go up to and around Lake Buchanan and gobble together the businesses, the private-owned utility systems, and some water supply corporations that were getting radionuclides in the water. So they went in, they were gobbling them together, and they worked with the Texas Water. They needed a financial advisor that could work with the Texas Water Development Board. And we went up there, got $11 million financing, grant, low interest rate, and no interest rate loans to put these systems together and enable them to regionalize and clean up the water. And the TCEQ, the TNRCC, TCEQ was not happy with how those systems were running and were encouraging Lower Colorado River Authority to come in and take care of those. Now that project, we got the money, we set it up, we got the Water Development Board to sign on, and the cost kept going up and up and up, and that project is on hold, is not completed, but not without setting it up and getting the funding completed for it. Now, we do have experience with Brazos River Authority. Richard Linton said, we want a spot at the table. We've had the spot at the table on several deals working with y'all. The Swats plant, you know this better than I, it's salty water. That Swats plant has had several bond issues, several financings, several problems with different entities, but it's worked out, and we know and have been involved with that on the underwriting side. We've co-managed several other deals, and in the last couple of years worked on the Jonah water supply. So when you're working with us, we're not starting from scratch to learn what the Brazos River Authority is. We've been involved. We know where you are. We think we can know where you're going. We can assist you getting to where you're going. To conclude, we're going to go, why Southwest Securities? Now, I think Southwest Securities is the best financial advisory firm in the state. Now, I'm biased, but it has offered client solutions and it actually implements. And we don't think about today. Yes, we want to do deals. Yes, we want to make sure that our work is good. But how is what we do today going to help us 20 years from now and 40 years from now? So we have put on this team the most experienced utility system practitioners. We've got senior management to assure that the resources are there. We have experience with similar issuers, and similar problems. As the example shows, we've used innovative financings to solve those problems, and so we're not coming up with new solutions necessarily. We have old solutions. We are not afraid to think out of the box on new solutions if that's what's called for. We have an established firm, 1972. We've been in the municipal finance arena for 20 years. We have an expanding practice and over $200 million of capital. We talked about it being a publicly traded stock. Most financial firm stock that are publicly traded are down in excess of 50%. From our 52-week high, we're down 20%. We're doing very well, and we remain profitable all of these quarters. We're born here in Texas. We're based here in Texas. Our focus is in Texas. We've expanded outside of Texas, but that is helping our Texas practice. This is where our home is, and this is where our resources are. We've got 800 employees that live in Texas and continue to provide not only financial advisory services, but also security services. As a practice, not only public finance, but securities-wise, firm-wide, we're conservative. Again, not now, but 20 years from now, 30 years from now. No mortgage backs, no auction rate securities, no regulatory problems. Conservatism is boring, but it's not as boring as being out of a job like the people at Merrill Lynch. Well, they're part of Bank of America. The people at Bear Stearns, no, they're part of J.P. Morgan. People at Lehman Brothers, out of a job. Now, that would be boring. We're conservative and looking out for not only today, down the road. So if you choose Southwest Securities, we're going to bring a firm that's committed to municipal finance, that has the financial resources and the long-term thinking to grow with the Brazos River Authority. We want your business. This is and would be a real plum for Southwest Securities. We'll pledge we'll give you a team that will always go the extra mile. We're going to come up with the solutions to your financings, and we're going to do it in a timely manner, in a smart manner, thinking in the future, working with staff. We want to be part of your staff and be here when you need us. We have a list of several references. We talked about several of these issuers. We encourage you. Ryan and I worked with these guys. We encourage you to call them. All of them we've worked with hand in hand with staff, but you're welcome to call people that are here or other people if you happen to know them. I'm with one person that's not, that you may not be aware of, Cibolo Creek Municipal Authority, David Dennis. They're we talked about all this wholesaler water and take-or-pay contracts. They are a wholesaler of wastewater. They do treatment for all the local cities south of New Braunfels and north of Corpus, or north of San Antonio. So we have the experience on that. And the last thing I'll end with, and this is just something that always fascinates me, I grew up in Kansas. I went to the University of Kansas. Basketball coach, the old basketball coach, or first basketball coach at the University of Kansas, is a guy named Jim Naismith. He invented the game, the YMCA, the Peach Basket. His grandson is the general manager of San Patricio Municipal Water District. So I always think it's kind of neat that I know the grandson of the founder of basketball. So we'll turn it over to you at this point for any questions. Again, we're thrilled to be here. I think our what we can do for you all is evident. I think we'd be a good team, a good part of this team for years to come.
Any questions, anybody? Do not appear to be any. We appreciate you coming. Thank you very much.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.